It's time for WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition of WFO Radio. I am Joe Costello, and hopefully you guys are all doing great watching NHRA.TV and Drag Racer TV and everything that's going on out there at Lucas Oil Raceway. And you might be wondering, well, it's happy hour time. It is Friday. Is this happy hour? It's like it can be happy hour, but we have no guest. No guest. Here's the thing. I decided to come in. We're working on maybe doing a Saturday show. I decided to come in here and just flip on the old stream and banter back and forth with the drag racing fans out there on WFO Radio and see what's going on in the world as we get ready for the Dodge Nationals presented by Pennzoil, another race out there. And what will happen? What lies ahead? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't have to have a plan. We don't have to have a plan. We can just dive in. There's already people commenting. Simple as that. Like Randy is out there. And maybe my system is working a little slow, and I think I know why, is I've got NHRA.TV over on another monitor right now. Just alcohol funny car qualifying, ongoing, Alan Reinhart on the mic, and I don't know, it's taxing my system. But I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go, and we'll see what happens. This is going to be one of those shows where we just don't know what will happen. Now, as far as like Jason Logan and Courtney Anders, like Jason, he's off today, right? Who knows what he's doing? And Courtney's at the track. And so, again, it is just us, but we had plenty of stuff to talk about as we get ready for a big weekend of racing. And it's going to be very interesting. Kansas says, loud and clear in Wichita. Now, I don't know who that is. Is that, who knows? Is that Mr. Neiman? You got to sign in on the Facebook group. Yesterday, we tried to not use the Facebook group, and it definitely didn't work. Derek is out there. What's up? Everybody's saying howdy and hi and all that stuff. That's great. You know, bring your A game, folks. Whatever you got. Is it fun? Is it exciting? Is it interesting? Is it as cool as yesterday with Krista Baldwin and that amazing tour we got of the cockpit of the race car and showing us the intake runners on Anthony DeCero's cylinder heads? Yeah, no, that's not what happened. But it might have happened. How about Bo Butner, the big Bo Butner news? If you've checked out CompetitionPlus.com, the story was big enough to devote a headline on Competition Plus. Bobby Bennett doing a great job. Quotes and everything, and that always makes me happy. Gets me excited when someone like Bo decides to hold back some news and share it with the WFO universe first. Really appreciate that. And that's why we have people that support the show for a long time, like Sam Tech. .edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. You young kids out there, like, think about this. What do you want to do with your life? It's a little tougher. It got tougher in the last 6 months. Like a couple of months ago, you thought, yeah, man, maybe I'm going to be a retail person in the Macy's. It's like, oh, maybe not that anymore. I don't know. That's a good teenage person job, not to belittle anything out there. But Sam Tech, engine builder, motorsport EFI tuner, CNC machine programmer. You could be in the aerospace industry, samtech.edu, doing great things. Brian Massengill, Linda Judd, the whole family have created, you know, what is it? Catch a fish for someone or give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. Something like that. I hate fish, so it doesn't really work for me. But Samtech, that's what they're doing. They're teaching people to fish, except they're not fishing. It's a machine shop. Also, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. You know, Frank and Lana have been with us for a long time on WFO, one of our very first sponsors. And I don't know how many of our listeners have been motivated to go through the course, but I think it is just tremendous. And the Dragster Adventure is what we promote. It's pretty cool. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Heading down the track. And they've even got a competition that you can be in. Like, they'll set up a race. And so think about this. It's you and your bachelor party. You and your business colleagues. You and your best salespeople, whoever they may be. And you want to reward them for doing a great job. Well, you go to Frank Hawley's and you set up the Dragster Adventure Challenge. And now you're having a race. It's a great thing. They do a lot of corporate stuff. Check them out. Very, very cool. Also, Total Seal Piston Rings. The Ed Pink episode is killing out there in the hidden horsepower. Go to TotalSeal.com. Brand new website. Got all kinds of good stuff. And many different styles of rings. the gas-ported top rings, for instance. We're doing episodes about like how and why and all kinds of interesting stuff. Go to TotalSeal.com, find out more information. And yesterday, Marvin Rodak made his on-camera WFO debut. How great was that? And told us about the like offbeat style, like Master Ace Incorporated. Or was it the modified reverse sear? I think that's what it was. And hopefully people had their notes out. If not, you can go back to Facebook or YouTube and check out what Marvin was doing, basically having multi-zone grilling. And I admit, I have one-zone grilling. It's like extreme hot. Slow roasting. It only takes, every once in a while I do that when I got the time. But in the meantime, Marvin Rodak, 817-924-6821. Oh, got a whole bunch of comments. Chris, K.I., what's up, Chris? You still north of the border? And anybody wants to be on the show, if you can do it, let me know and I'll punch you up. I'll send you the messenger out there, the link through messenger. You know, you got to be like legit, like WFO Patreon gets you on the show, WFO sponsor, like Chris's. Chris has got to be dying is really what it is, because he's like part of the Matt Hartford team, like part owner of the Matt Hartford team, and has got a real successful business, CIP1.com, California, Volkswagens. They've been in business for 41 years, all kinds of air-cooled stuff. And he loves working on the car. In fact, you've seen him in the Total Seal bits that we've done. And he's got to be dying because he's still north of the border, as far as I know. And so, you know, it's one of those situations where what do you do? What do you do? You just watch the team and you hope they do well. And if they don't do well, then you've got a reason. That's exactly what happens. I know. But K.I., what's up? Good to see you. Who else is out there? Who else is out there on the WFO line? And what you guys probably don't see is that I'm flying the plane over here. Sad Bo is leaving. Is it? Yes, it is sad. It's sad that Bo and Jeg and Jason are all stepping away from full-time pro stock points racing next year. Will they run a race or two races? You know, you just one never knows. But I think that it's bad for the class, because you've got this whole, you've got this whole changing of the guard happening. And I would like to have seen Kyle Koretsky go up against Jason Line and Jeg a couple of more times than just this year. And that is also true for Bo. That's the problem. And so I'm a little bit bummed about that. Aaron Stanfield, this young guard of drivers that are all coming in. I want to see them perform against the best of the best. But at the same time, you look at NASCAR and what has happened with NASCAR. You know, Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon and Dale Jr. and everybody, you know, Danica, not that she was the best driver, but she was a big personality, and they were all gone. They all left at about the same time. And there was what happened? There was a vacuum. And now the vacuum is being filled. The vacuum is being filled by a new generation of racers. Now, don't get on there and say, oh, I hate NASCAR, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not using that as a example of a great sport. I'm doing it as an example of a sport where drivers move on, and that's it. Before we get too far into the show, I want to mention, if you'd like something for free, the great Giovanni in Miami was critiquing my L in Florida. That should have been capital, and he's definitely right. Castello Media/WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084, and I will send you some WFO radio stickers. Also, it's not free. It's $10, but we've got WFO Radio face coverings back in stock. All you got to do is send me an email, joe@WFOradio.com, face covering in the subject line. I'll fire off a $10 PayPal request for you, and then I'll send you the mask. Oh, no, I shouldn't say mask. It's not a mask, man. It's not a mask. What else is out there? Steve Brenwald from Brenwald Media. Marvin was great. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Marvin was fantastic. We just got to get him a better microphone setup, and then he'll be cooking with Marvin. And we're going to get him to grill some stuff, and it's going to be great. But I learned about how to grill chicken, because you're grilling chicken all the time, and it always is terrible. It's always terrible. I mean, at least mine is, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But now I know. and knowing is half the battle. Let's see what Derek says. Vulgar, they got it turned down. What's the best discreet way to alert someone? Yeah, I think what you're talking about is if you're watching NHRA.TV, that the starting line mic is picking up guys talking. And I got Steve Brenwald texted me. Everyone's texting me. And I appreciate you think that I have the power to do something. And I fired it over to Reinhardt. And there's just nothing I can do except be aware and not alert anybody else. Dave Lay is out there. What's up, Dave? How's going? Am I even speaking right? Say hi to Gloria, of course. I tweeted Alan in the comments. Yeah, there it is. Tweet Alan. Get him an announcer at NHRA.com. And then tell him about the technical side. Let's see. Yo, Joe, we want you this week coming up. I don't know who that is. So I don't know. Depends on who you are. And then the answer is probably yes anyway, because I love doing guest shots on other shows. Kathy, one of our great listeners, I haven't gotten signed in NHRA.TV yet. Busy morning after we're done. It's racing time. Well, this weekend is going to go long. They've got 600 cars. It's going to go long. And, you know, I'm monitoring over here on the NHRA.TV. I'm monitoring. You know, I'm not licensed to rebroadcast their stuff. So that would be bad, and I should definitely not do that, and I won't. But I could. Of course, you got the technical ability to do all kinds of stuff, but I'm not doing it. But I am monitoring. For instance, Krista Baldwin just went down the racetrack with a 586.9. Way to go, Krista. How about that? We got that great tour yesterday. Let's see. Sad Bo is leaving, of course, and Kathy. Bo's going to be missed. On that note, a little bit more. You've already won a world championship. You've won competition eliminator world championships. I think we're seeing something very interesting, and I'm not saying it's good or bad for the NHRA. I'm saying it's just something that's happening, and it has to do with big money bracket racing. I got an email from a gentleman the other day who is not a racer, but he is building a bracket car. And the allure of the big money and the white hot spotlight has a lot of people thinking. And it's very similar to the way poker exploded. And I mentioned it with Bo because it's a great analogy. If you're going to try to compare bracket racing to any other sport, like what sport would it be? I really believe card playing is the best analogy, in particular, Texas Hold'em poker. And you might wonder why. And the answer is it's entertaining to those that are doing it, but not to those that are watching. Bracket racing is a very confusing situation for many people, but once you get it, you get it, then you get it, and all of a sudden, all kinds of exciting stuff is happening. So once upon a time, there was poker, and like, would you really watch anybody play poker? The answer is no. It's boring, because you didn't know what anybody had, what their cards were. They're just sitting at the table, smoking, and sitting there. The most exciting thing that poker had going for it was Doc Holliday in Tombstone. The great Val Kilmer role. I'm your Huckleberry. Johnny Ringo. And when they took it and they put it on TV, the early days of World Series of Poker, and they showed you who had what and what they were doing, and you could kind of see, and you had the announcers talking about who was bluffing and who was not, and the odds are coming up. All of a sudden, everyone got interested. But really, why were they interested? Because there was big money, man. Huge money in that sport. Hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. In fact, if you like poker, we do a poker podcast out of this studio right here called Poker Action Line. And it's on Spotify and it's on Apple Podcasts. And they like talk about the star power of poker. And honestly, like I listen to it every week, but I think bracket racing has got way more star power and characters. And now the money. There's three and four opportunities a year to run for six-figure checks. So you're Bo. And you've got the magic that you turn on win lights wherever you go. Like, whatever you do. Yeah, first time out, super gas. Yeah, semis. Win the race. Win the next race. The guy's incredible. He just knows how to turn. He's got a win light switch. Just turn it on, baby. Turn it on, Bo. So, there's a challenge. You show up at the track. Pro stock costs X. And you can win Y. And then, you know, X minus Y is what? That's what costs you to go racing. Not to mention the work factor. You go to some of these big money bracket races, we're seeing 10-second door slammers win these races, bring home six-figure checks. It's drawing people to it who have never done it before. Now, once they get the ability to get lucky in poker while not knowing what you're doing, I believe is far higher than the ability to get lucky in bracket racing when you don't know what you're doing, especially at one of these million-dollar races. But it's definitely debatable. Derek says we need more Frank Hawley videos. Like what? Like just cars going down the racetrack? I can make that happen pretty much on demand, but I want to have Frank on the way we had, now that we're doing video, the way we had Marvin on. Frank, they've been such longtime sponsors. I love this one. See Frank out there in the middle. Oh, yeah, my horse, but it's because I'm in NHRA streaming here. And we're locked up. That's all right. Stop the screen share, finish the video, and close NHRA.tv. Well, we already saw Krista Baldwin, right? I need a more powerful computer if I'm going to do all this stuff. And I think I got a pretty good one. Got to do all this stuff. But yeah, Frank stands out there monitoring. You know, years ago, I have my Super Comp and Super Gas license, something that I have already in my number, and I'm ready to go whenever anybody wants to offer me a ride. Big money bracket racing. I think I can get down the racetrack. Certainly could let go of the button pretty well. But that's Frank gets the mental side right. And most people don't have the mental side. That's the thing about bracket racing for all you kids out there. Most people, like let's say there's 100 people that go to their local bracket track and bracket race. How many of the 100 have gone to the semifinals, like on a regular basis? Very few. You either know it and you can do it or you can't and you're just going down the track. But there's that allure. Hate that Bo's retiring in a bland world. He's a little spice is great. Well, let's make some more spice. That's all. Let's see. I did watch Marvin and Bo last night. I will finish this afternoon. Yeah, get with it, Bobby Graham, one of our great Patreons, patreon.com. Chris is really a great guy, full of enthusiasm. Well, yeah, he's Canadian. You know, do you know a bad Canadian? Does anybody? I don't know a bad Canadian. Like everybody I encounter that is from north of the border, our brothers and sisters north of the border, is pretty great. Let's see what Max says. Hey, Joe. Hey, Max. How's it going? Yeah, no guest. This is it. Joe banters with the audience. And that's it. That's that. Bobby's retired. Hit him up. Bobby is retired. Bobby Graham. I'll hit Bobby Graham. Bobby Graham's a Patreon. He gets to come on the show if he wants. That's what Patreons get now in our different era. JJ Postman. Look at that. Wearing the WFO face covering in his Facebook profile. Where is the face? See, we got brand new ones over here. Don't you love the fact that they come sealed, hermetically sealed in these fantastic germ-free deals? But thank you, JJ. Longtime listener, JJ. Krista Baldwin, up first. Yeah, I'm falling behind the comments now. Falling behind. That's fine. You give me more comments and I got more material. Simple as that. Kathy, we need Bo in Top Fuel or Funny Car, thinking that's about the only thing he hasn't done yet. Yeah, it's a different animal, though. You hear Erica talk about how you know, when you're a sportsman racer, you dream of, it's like two different plants growing in different directions. Like the Bo comp eliminator to pro stock to super gas, super comp, brackets, that kind of stuff. There's that universe. And then there's the alcohol cars to nitro pipeline. And to me, that's, you know, it takes a certain type of person. Like me, I'm a bracket racer. I started out watching bracket cars in Miami Hollywood Speedway and wanting to bracket race, and was so thrilled when I could drive a 19-second truck and try to bracket race. And so what did I aspire to drive? Pro stock car that I get in from the left side and close the door and go out there and cut a light and win, maybe at most. Super gas, super street. It was relatable to me. I never visualized myself in a nitro car because they crazy. Accelerating at 330 miles per hour. I was 330 miles per hour. I was just watching this bit. Somebody sent me, you know, Formula One car, and the guy got to drive a Formula One car, and he was talking about acceleration. And I don't know how quickly those Formula One cars accelerate. Probably pretty quick, but, and he's like, it's nothing you've ever felt. And I think I felt quicker acceleration. I've had like a 115-60 foot on 1633s. With a 798 ET slip, like that's pretty hard acceleration, man. That's it. And it was intense. And do I want to go quicker or faster than that? Yeah, I guess. But I'd have to warm back into it. What is my point? My point is, Does Bo want to go Top Fuel? I don't know. Let's see. Bobby Graham. Now they're talking back and forth. Covered with grass, Derek. Not coming on. Just happened to get noticed. Want to see? Bobby says he's not coming on. Jalen. Hey, Joe. I love the video when you got to warm up Matt's pro stock car. Your face experience was the best. LOL. Could you talk about what it felt like? Also, what was going through your mind? All right. Jalen is referencing the total seal bits we did for NHRA last year. And we hope that there's going to be more when I get back to the track, assuming I get back to the track, which nothing is guaranteed. And I'm hopeful, but you never know. Matt Hartford is a really good guy. And so is his whole team. And they're all doing it for absolutely the right reasons. It's fun. It's a goal. It's intense. It's a challenge. All of those right reasons. And I'm not saying that there are people not doing it for the right reasons, but they are doing it for the right reasons. And so instead of like total seal highlight video, they wanted to really do things to instruct people about what's going on in pro stock, because very few people know. Pro stock went through this like 10, 15 year era of secrecy and hide every secret from everyone. And then everyone, it was cleverly hidden, and then nobody knew about it, and then nobody cared, and mission was accomplished. Nobody watched the category. And so NHRA and the racers got together, and that's when they turned him around, and they forced a certain semblance of transparency with the category. And I think it has helped dramatically. And is everybody a pro stock fan just yet? Not necessarily, but many more are. And you realize what's going on. So this was part of that initiative. And Hartford let me change a valve spring on his Elite engine, which I don't think I'll be able to do on the KB one, but I got it right here. This is an intake valve. Nikki from NHRA Social Media has got the exhaust valve. And, you know, you're not budging this thing. But I changed a valve spring. And we went through this whole season of different things you can do on a pro stock car. Change the ring gear, the third member out, pack the parachute, change the clutch. And I'm hands-on. And I like to think, you know, the performance TV show I do and my own bracket racing, that I can do some basic stuff. Jackie Frick said it like this: I can do anything. I'm just slow when I do it. So when it comes to, you know, working on the car, capable but not quick enough to do it in competition. Like when I built the transmission, which was the scariest thing that I did, it took us 45 minutes and they do it in about 10. Now, instructing along the way, all that's up on NHRA social media and you can definitely find it. But at the end of the year, as a surprise, and this was in Dallas, they allowed me to warm up the car. And this is a lifelong dream. They allowed me to warm up the car, to sit behind the wheel. I know I don't ask people. There are people that ask. And there are people who say yes when someone is so brazen as to ask, yeah, can I sit in your car? And someone might say yes. That's not my style. I like that, you know, like a vampire, you have to be invited in. And I kind of handle things that way, just as coincidence. I'm not a vampire, as far as you know. And Matt and Eddie and Chris and Amber, they planned it without me knowing. And I thought we were going down there to do a bit. I didn't know what it was. We're going to change the tires or something. And they said, no, you're going to warm up the car. And all of a sudden, there's all these people around and they all got cameras. And immediately I begin to think, oh, I'm going to mess this thing up. Right. But I was OK. So got in the car and Matt gave me the, you do this, you do this, you do this. You look here, you look there, you touch this, don't touch this, do that, do this, do that. And it's like, is this really happening? Are you kind of crazy? Like, I couldn't get beyond the, this is, forgive me for the, this is stupid. You're in a championship chase. You're letting an announcer who doesn't know what he's doing get in the car. And what if I made a mistake? He's like, no, we're doing this. We're doing this for you, for the good of pro stock, to show the people out there. Obviously, it killed because Jalen remembers it. So, yes, nerves. But I've been in cars and I, all right. And I trust Matt. I trust Matt. You think I can do it? I can do it. You know what I am and my abilities or lack thereof. And if you think I can do it, I can do it. So we got in and we do this, this. And I said, say everything you just said again. And the only downside, like my only great regret, is that we tried some experimental microphones. And you should never try something experimental on something amazing. But then again, I didn't know. It was a deal. So the audio is not 100%. It's like an 85%. Still good. So Matt walks me through everything, and we do it and fire it up. So firing up the car is like firing up a car. Got the clutch in, everything, warming it up, checking oil pressure, making everything sure everything was fine. And it's running and it's great. Everybody's crowded around. And I could have sat there idling forever. But I also know that I want to make sure everything is done right. This guy is, I don't want to break the car. So he's like, all right, now I want you to hold the clutch in and rev it up. And this is where I said immediately to Erica, to Matt, to Greg, to everyone, you're failing the fans in your explanation of what it takes to drive this car. Because as soon as you given any kind of RPM at all, the clutch is pushing on your left foot. Hard, not slightly. It's not like a gentle feel. It's hard. So immediately I started to think about competitive scenarios where you're on the starting line, you got to crush the clutch, you're bringing the RPMs up big time, and that clutch pedal is trying to throw you off while you're holding the line lock so the car doesn't move. You got someone in the other lane who's really good, they're trying to take you down, and you got to be double O and hit that light. It's really hard. Like if anyone who's let go of a trans brake button knows that if you push the button really hard, you slow down. And if you lighten up on the button, you pick up. And that's why sometimes people red light. They get in there and they're light on the button or they crush the button. You crush the button, then you're late. You got to hold it the same every time. So I'm thinking about I've got to do that with my leg. I'm staging. I'm doing all this. It's competitive. And then obviously you have to drive the car and shift. It's an incredibly challenging thing. And to this day, like I remember everything about it. It was a spectacular experience. Everyone should get that experience. And for a mere $1,000, you can join the Fire Up a Pro Stock Car experience that I will be putting together as soon as I get, like GoFundMe, right? Kickstarter, $50,000 of signups, and we'll do it. But it was great. Jalen, thank you very much for that. Steve, Greekette on the starting line. I have ceased watching and monitoring because, of course, the computer did not have the horsepower. We're good. Thanks. Let's see. Krista, 586-9259. Got a number on the board. Watching from the Strutmaster headquarters. What'd you think of Bo yesterday? Too bad I don't know who you are because you're not signed in. If you're in the WFO group, you got to sign in for whatever reason. Let's see. No, we'll be back out killing the bracket racing scene. Way to go, Jeff. Bo will be out killing the bracket racing scene. Yeah. One race. Like, you get that cosmic force on any one given day, and you can walk home with, what, 200 grand after the split. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Let's see. Dujanay. What's up, Dujanay? Dujanay used to invite me on his podcast, and he's since retired. Yeah, everybody knows it's one of my favorite things to do, to go mess up other people's shows without the responsibility. Like, look at me right now. I've got to do everything. Right? No co-host, everything, just driving, and everybody's along for the ride. Where's it going? I like being on other people's shows. Dujanay has a podcast out there. Let's see. Warren Bader. Hi, Joe. With Jason Lyne retiring and Bo leaving, that would leave Greg Anderson by himself. Would it be possible the Nitrofish car taking the spot for the 2021 since he is running with the team now? What are your thoughts? Well, I can tell you that is a pretty good assessment of what might happen. The silly season starts earlier and earlier every year. Kid Chaos, Kyle Koretsky, was on WFO a couple of weeks ago. I met him years ago when Kenny Koretsky, who in the WFO arc, like whatever WFO is, are we done growing? No, we're not done growing. We're going to try to grow forever and bring on more and more listeners and Patreons and sponsors forever and ever. But Kenny Koretsky had just won the U.S. Nationals with Ellie Tonglet and Greg Stanfield. And, the thing about Kenny is he's a fun guy, but he's a really nice guy. He's a great guy. He tries to help people, even behind the scenes. You might not know about it. The captain. And so he asked us, WFO, to come up to Maple Grove and do the show remotely from the Nitrofish booth at Maple Grove. And it was all Captain Chaos, grandstand, Captain Chaos, everything. Right after the U.S. Nationals, it was a celebration. So we did. And went up there and met Carl Franklin, Carl Cam, and Kyle Koretsky. And he's a big kid, man. Well, he has slimmed down like 100 pounds all to drive pro stock. And this has been the goal. His dad drove Pro Stock. His dad drove Top Fuel, but loves Pro Stock. Loves Pro Stock. Everybody loves Pro Stock. The hardcores love Pro Stock. And so now the kid's in it. He just got his license. And we're going to see what happens. Would he be a good pick to drive a second car? You know, yeah. Seeing, depending on how he does. Obviously, he's got the backing of Nitro Fish and his dad. And he's got a good personality. And, of course, I know Jason Lyon isn't stepping away from driving a car to not field a car. Like, I know that's not the case. To go be a welder on a pipeline, Jason, that's not going to happen. There's going to be Pro Stock cars coming out of KB Racing. Who's going to be in there? And you can also bet that Greg Anderson, in my opinion, needs to stay around till he's got 100 wins. That's it. So there's my best answer, as vague as I can be. Kubi, Jeff says, podcast coverage has elevated personalities in bracket racing today. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to go back bracket racing. Like Randy Lynn, speaking of Bo and Randy Lynn, they've got something cool that they do. And I've been taking my dad's GTO out to Palm Beach in the street category, like street car driven. Thank goodness somebody finally realized that this is important, because when you're rusty like I am, a $60 entry fee and $40 in race fuel and towing up there to get wore out, it's not appealing. If I go play golf, I can stink and still have fun. You know, just getting hammered when you know you're pretty good at something because you can't ease back into it is impossible. They fortunately have created something like that. And Randy Lynn and Bo are always, promoting races for streetcars only, which is kind of cool. Let's see. Jim Norris, big money bracket racing is hurting local tracks. Well, now there you go. See, now that's another topic, and I'm very happy to address it. There can't only be big money bracket racing. And so I have no power, but this is what I implore people to do. Track operators, you have big money bracket racing, which costs big entry fee. They don't pay you $1 million for a $20 entry fee now. That's the problem. It's like, I would love to try to win $1 million, but I don't have $2,000 to throw away. You've got to really be confident. That's how much it costs to get in the World Series of Poker also, I believe, $2,000. And the entries are different all over the place. When I used to run five-day bracket race at Palm Beach, Moroso Motorsports Park, the five-day, the first and most prestigious big money bracket race ever. First one, five-day. In fact, you talk to guys like Jag, winning the five-day is still like right in the top of their accomplishments. I finished 11th overall in 1995 in another century, but I digress. As much as there is big money bracket racing, track operators should have little buck bracket racing, small dollar bracket racing, affordable entry level bracket racing. You've got a $5 blackjack table, and then you've got a high stakes table in the casino. And most people will start out at the $5 table and then maybe start feeling like they know how to play the game. And then they'll go to the $10 table and the $20 table, and they'll work their way up based on their skill level. Currently in bracket racing, you know, I just referenced a street category, which is similar. But wouldn't it be nice to have a low dollar race? $20 entry fee. Maybe a limited number of cars. The track operators who know their business certainly much better than I do. But then again, I know there's a lot of racetracks that are mismanaged. Certainly when you're talking to the drag racers, they'll be the first ones to tell you all the tracks that are mismanaged. So they can't all be wrong. I would love to see track operators create, like, how about this? Really focus on new racers. Really focus on new racers. They're certainly not doing it in mass. And what happens is the pool of racers gets thinner and thinner and thinner the more expensive it is to participate. Lower the hurdle. So how much money is a lot of money? When I first started bracket racing, it was $20 to enter Sportsman. That was in 1991. It was $20. In 1991, I could come up with a $20 bill as an 18-year-old kid. Hey, Dad. But what is the right amount of money for someone to really kind of throw it away on an experience that they're probably going to lose? And I know you're supposed to think, I'm going to win this. But when you're in your first five bracket races, maybe you'll get lucky. Like Bo won his first ever or some whatever. Bo's got a story. He won his first ever race. Something crazy. But most people, like if you got 10 first timers, they're not all going to win it. You got to make it affordable so when they walk away as a loser, they don't feel like they wasted their money. Like Joe walking up to a $100 blackjack table and putting a one chip down, you know, like Mikey and Swingers. You're always supposed to double down, Mikey. You always double down. Got to do it. Let's see. TA Power, definitely. JJ. Let's see. Frank and Jack together would be awesome. Frank as a happy hour guest would be awesome. Yeah, let's talk about that. Happy hour guests. Lay it on me. So obviously, you know, John Forrest has committed to coming on, but we have not set a date. I am saying that very publicly, not to pressure John in any way. There's no way I want someone coming on the show that's not here for the true experience of having a great time. That's what it is. That's what happy hour is all about. Notice I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking beverages. I'm just having water. You know, trying to slim down, man. A lot of the beverages. Don't have a big party going on. Not rocking the beverages. But it's you guys, it's not 5 o'clock yet either. So just think. But who would you like to be see on the happy hour? Like, I got one that I got that I think is going to be scary and tough, but maybe it can happen. So obviously, Force is the holy grail. To get Force on here and Selzy and some of the classic guys to bust his chops and tell stories and not put pressure on him and not tell, you know, not none of that. Just fun, pure fun. That's my goal. But I thought about, like, we had Krista on yesterday. I've asked her about the Greek. Like, could it be done? And there's always a challenge of the technology, right? What up with the technology? Like, you know, looking into a phone and telling a story. But the thing about the Greek is he transcends drag racing. He was at the Nuremberg trials or something. He was a security, you know, World War II veteran, the first guy over 200, like think of Mr. 201, all these amazing stories, and you never get to hear them. You never get to hear them. And why? What's that? We're having trouble streaming to Periscope. You may be an issue on Periscope's end. Yeah, of course it is. All right, I'll remove it. Bye, Periscope. Boom. Delete on Periscope. Yeah. See you later, Periscope. Go to Facebook. We're live now. Save the changes. But the Greek is a resource that needs to be delved into. And I think if Krista comes on his end, and we, you know, we load him up with some shivis, I think we'll be good. So that is my current project. John Forrest notwithstanding. What do you think of that? Because I believe that our elders, like that generation, the greatest generation, the World War II generation, the people who really and genuinely experienced really tough times, war and world conflict, and then lived to tell the tale, and our whole sport is born from them that came back. Garlitz told me once, you spend all this time dodging bullets, you come back, regular life is not as thrilling. So you want to do something thrilling. That is up on YouTube, by the way, where you can find it. One of our early WFO radio videos. Let's see. George Hoff. Question is, how many big checks are hanging inside your trailer? Like big Happy Gilmore checks? Sadly, none. No, man. I won, like, the most money I think I won at any one time is like $1,500. No, man. Never got the big check. And it's a bummer because my friend Lee, who I posted the video on, Lee Neal, great sportsman racer down here, helped me cut my rotors the other day on my caddy. He won the night I went racing. They gave a big check. I think big checks are the trophy for the street category. So maybe I'll get one soon. Pays $500, $35 to enter, $15 or $20 to buy back, and you get a big check. So no big checks. Now, how many races have I won in Super Pro? 10. The answer is 10. 10 Super Pro race wins under my belt, maybe 6 more in other categories, like, you know, Hot Rod, Super Show, Sportsman, that kind of stuff. So, but actual big checks, like Happy Gilmore checks, the answer is none. How many times have I won races and got a little check, but I was the winner? About 10. There you go. Hopefully that answers your question. Bobby Graham, I think Bo is a sportsman racer by heart. Aren't we all, though? Aren't we all? Here's John. Spend the less, win the most. Bracket racer. It's true. But it's hard. Go 9 rounds. Try going 9 rounds. That's the thing. 4 rounds. Like, I got to win 4 rounds? That's incredible. It's like when I went the one of my track championships, which I have 3, County Line Dragway, which is kind of a sham one, but I won it. But it was only like 4 or 5 rounds. Max, did you take out the GTO last weekend, or is it this weekend? Well, it was last weekend, but there was a hurricane. Hurricane Isaias was coming right at us, and so they canceled the race. August 15th, next weekend, will be when they race. I do not know if I'm going to be able to go out. I would like to. It is my intention. Let's see. Monica, cool opportunity. I don't know what she means. There is a lot of cool opportunity. I got to pick up the pace. You guys are doing a great job with the comments, man. I don't need a guest. You look like a kid in a candy shop warming up that car. It was so cute. Let's not refer to anything I do as cute. Cool, badass, awesome, mega, cute. But I get what you're saying, Kathy. Thank you very much. Dujanay, no, I haven't retired. You're in the queue, bro. I'm in the podcast queue. Thank you very much, Dujanay. You rock it with the show. Monica, thank you very much. Do you think Dave Connolly will ever go back to driving? Yeah, there's another possibility. Dave Connolly. Wow. What? How do you look at that career? Do you look at it as an amazing, significant, incredible drag racing career? And I don't have all the stats off the top of my head. It's anecdotal, but, you know, won the big go a couple times, etc. Or the what might have been career if a guy like Connolly could have gotten a ride and just drove all the time and just been a driver, speaking of bracket racers, and his dad, an excellent racer. And so when you analyze a guy like Dave Connolly could be maybe the greatest talented race car driver of all time, maybe, in drag racing. Like one of those guys. And like, oh, I can't drive anymore. The opportunity, you know, Vandegrift, Top Fuel, whatever. Drive any. The only thing with Connolly is he's jacked. He's kind of big. But the cars are quick and he's off the starting line first and he can go trip zero whenever he wants and he can win in anything and has proven it. And the only thing that held him back, if you even want to say that, and I don't think he views it that way, but as a sports style analyst, he never really had the consistent ride and in and out and trying, getting opportunity, and the team goes in a different direction, etc. and so on. But if I was given opportunities, I would lock Dave in. And you know, you think about, like, who knows, like Jason didn't just decide this one day. Like, maybe there's been a longer term plan, you'd think. And let me just stress that for all you viewers out there. Like, everybody's like, you know, what's going on? There are many layers to this stuff, to everything. And so when you think you know, there's a plan. There's a 10-year plan. There's a 5-year plan. These guys just don't wake up and decide what they're going to do. I don't think. Do you think Dave Connolly will ever go back to driving? Yes. Monica, I remember that at Maple Grove. What, you were there? When WFO was there, it was an amazing, amazing event. That's on YouTube still. James Kraft, what I like about Kyle is that he isn't just a hired gun driving. He gets his hands dirty, wears a blue collar, went back home in the family business. Yeah, Koretsky Construction. Yes, yes, he does. I'm just going to say that, James, right? But he's a Koretsky man. That's a little different. Let's not, but you do have to admire that the willingness to work. And would I have the willingness to work? I ask myself that question all the time. Like, if I was, you know, I love working and I love to do what I do. And so it's not working, but if it was working, like going to something that I didn't like to report, I got to tell you, I like to avoid that. So Kyle must love what he's doing. And that's what I admire. I admire people being able to do what they love. That's what I like. Here's Jim. Butch Leal once told me, love the name drop, California Flash. I got to hang with Butch. Where was it? Pomona? Remember when we were doing the 50th year of Pro Stock? Remember that? We got to do that again. This has been a total ripoff of the 50th year of Pro Stock. Pro Stock. I have a mug around here. I should give it away. I got all kinds of stuff to give away. Here's the problem with me giving away. I'm going through a phase right now. Let me finish this thing. Even if you're good at drag racing, you're going to lose more than you win. Yeah, drag racing and golf, very mentally similar, but drag racing and baseball, very results similar. As in, if you're a 300 hitter, you're going to the Hall of Fame. Something like that. It's hard to do. And some people just have it. And, you know, who knows what it is. Butch Leal was part of one of my greatest moments at a drag strip. Kind of moments. Like non-personal, fan moments. Butch Leal was part of it. I reminded him about it. He was displeased. We'll leave it at that. JJ, Bazemore seemed like a fun guy to hang around with back in the day. LOL. Well, you know, here's the thing about Wit. Wit is, I get along great with Wit. Every time I see him, he's been super nice and super cool. And at the Big Daddy Garlits Hall of Fame thing this year, like, Wit's been really cool to me and asked me questions and valued my opinion a couple of times. Like, I like that. But when you're in the competitive environment, different sides of your personality come out. So I like Wit. And if he rubbed somebody wrong in the old day, like, how about me just immediately thinking that JJ is being sarcastic with that? What am I? I'm obviously wrong with that. I'm sorry, Wit. I should never even have taken it there. But yeah. Kathy, we have an old airport that was running Run What You Brung locally to get the kids off the street. $20 in a helmet, one night a week before COVID hit. I never went to watch, but it sounded like the guys had a lot of fun. So that's like Homestead Miami Speedway. Homestead Miami Speedway has that program, or had that program before COVID, called Fast Lane Friday. And I'm the track announcer there. And it was a great gig. And we started getting over 300 cars once a month. And everybody wants more. And then it became, you know, 220 cars twice a month. And we were building it up. And then COVID hit. And, you know, it's unfortunate that at Homestead Miami Speedway, there's not room for a real legit drag strip so we could have bracket racing and all of those things. Because it around any track, an economy develops. Engine builders, chassis guys, parts and equipment guys, the helmet you talked about, you know, where are you going to get it? Obviously, Jegs and Summit, or et cetera. But there are local guys that do that also. And when you lose your track, you lose your local racing economy. And that's what happened here in South Florida. It's a bummer. But with Homestead, they've got something. It's just the two lanes are not equal. You got an asphalt lane and you've got a concrete lane. And you can't really have competitive races. Like, I can't race you. Whoever's in the concrete lane is going to win for the most part. Frank Pedregon, great one as well. Like, talk about blast from the past. Dave Connolly will be in a KB car next year, says Jim. Yeah, let's put that on the big board of predictions. I wouldn't call it bold, Jim. I'm not thinking that's a bold prediction. Jeff, maybe your dad and some of your local buddies for some old days and fun. And Jason. Everybody loves Jason Logan. Jason Logan is, and Courtney, and many others, unsung heroes of the entertainment value of NHRA drag racing. And I think that we'll see that soon. That the crazy circus that is NHRA Mellow Yellow drag racing has been well-crafted over years. And the things that happen in between runs and all that. I love the cars. I love the racing. But you go to an NFL game, a Major League Baseball game, a hockey game, an NBA game, MLS game, you go to any other game, you go to anything, there's all different layers of entertainment, things going on. And Jason is a part of that and has crafted it. And people love him, obviously. My dad. If my dad ever comes on this show, we're not talking drag racing. We're talking United States Marine Corps stories. Because my dad's got so many great drill instructor stories. And I've often thought about that, you know, having, you know, Tommy Noodles used to have his dad on the show back when he worked in Las Vegas. And I don't know, man, putting my dad on the spot like that, like, all right, dad, put him on. You know, dad's older. But man, he's got the best Marine Corps stories. And as much as drag racing stories are great, he's like me. We're fans. We grew up in Jersey. His best stories are Marine Corps stories. And there's the best. None are better. Could you hear them? Yeah, probably not. Let's see. Well, Jalen, I remember when Mike Edwards was a beast in pro stock. Mike Edwards was a beast in pro stock. They had a good run. And we're in a different era right now. Like, the world is different. technology and money and what it takes. And, you know, Mike, much like Warren Johnson and Bob Glidden before him, not quite the one-man band, but the brain trust that did a lot of it. And Mike still, you know, consults with KB every once in a while, from what I understand. But very nice man. He would come on the show very reluctantly. Like, he would come on for his fans and out of respect for what we were trying to do, but he didn't like it. That's not his thing. Let's see, Monica. Yes, I was. It was cool to watch the show. Might have been a picture somewhere. If you have any old WFO pictures of me when I was young and skinny, you better send them. Let's see, Derek Green. It would be cool to get the Taskas on, father and son. Didn't old man Taska? Oh, man, I'm not calling him old man Taska. Have heart surgery in the offseason? Yes. And then they all got COVID. And I'm going to let Bob and the family recuperate a little bit before I start putting in requests for them to do stuff for me. And I do that. I do that a lot. I defer. All right, we're almost done here. JJ. Okay, I was a bit sarcastic. Ah, I knew it. My sarcasm meter is through the roof. But because of your show and your interviews, I've changed my opinion on some racers to very much a more favorable view. Yeah, it's hard to hate people when you get to know them. You get to know them better in long-form interviews. How I long for the old three-hour Nitro podcast. Really? Really? Everybody needs to understand that this is a podcast. WFO is a podcast. Our Ignition podcast, audio only. It's designed to be listened to, unlike this. Like, this could have been an audio only. I could have done this Patreons only. I had no plan. I accomplished something today that has been on my mind. A to-do, like a big, onerous, terrible to-do for a year. A year. And I got it done. And so, celebration. That's what this is. Let's see. Lindbergh with Haug. How they choose who drives what, says Eric. Yeah. Well, Lindbergh would be cool. And now Richie Crampton is going to drive Lindbergh's car at the U.S. Nationals. A nice little report that John Kernan put out there. Johnny Lindbergh, greatness. What can you say? The only thing about Johnny is that he's got the the European sense. And so some of the Americanism goes over his head. And then there's stuff, I'm sure, that goes over my head. But would love to get Johnny on here, get him drinking. That would be cool. Hey, Joe, can't wait to get my WFO radio T-shirt. This guy, Kev, get a load of this guy. He is on from England, and he purchased a WFO radio T-shirt from NitroFishRacing.com. And Randy Lynn immediately like, well, we just sent shirts to England. And that is great. And I really appreciate it, Kev. People don't realize that, you know, WFO is a tiny, we're like a tiny company. We're the most micro of companies. And every time you rock this T-shirt, it's not just a shirt. You're repping WFO. You're letting somebody know that there's a podcast, that it's wide F and open, that it's a podfather of drag racing. And I like to think that I did a pretty good job of giving the basic idea of the artwork. There's me. There's the shirt. Basic idea. So thank you very much. And don't forget, everybody, if you want to get something from Nitro Fish, use the promo code WFO20. And it's not just, like, if you want to go get Bo Butner gear, load up the cart, man. Load up the cart, WFO20. And I really appreciate them for doing that. They don't have to do that. Why do they do that? I often question. It stresses me out, in fact. Like, are there people buying enough stuff to justify the promo code? Are people buying enough stuff? That's the kind of stuff. But yeah, get the WFO shirt. The masks, on the other hand, the masks are going to be there soon. But if you want a WFO radio face covering, and I know, not everybody wants a face covering. And now, like, CDC and Major League Baseball, like, this is not N95. This is a compliance mask is what it is. Like, you got to go into a store, you use this. Hanging out with some friends 6 feet away, you want to be super secure? This is what you use. It's not guaranteed to do anything. But for $10, email me, joe@wforadio.com, and I'll send you a PayPal request, and then I'll fire this off in the mail. And I'll probably throw some WFO radio stickers in with it, because why wouldn't I? Again, Word of mouth, that's it. Whenever you start a watch party on this deal, it gets us listeners, someone who hasn't seen the show. Nobody knows about this show. It's like a secret underground club. We're waiting for the day that we blow up and nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. How about that? A little Yogi Berra reference. Incredible. Let's see. Hi, Joe from Maple Grove Land. Maple Grove, one of my favorites. The Koretsky thing, of course, but hardcore old school drag racing. And those windy, twisty roads going into the Grove. And the fact that there's a new ownership group, thank goodness, Bobby Graham. I don't have time to just hang with just anyone. Yeah, I don't know what that means. It sounds like a reference to me. let's see. Bobby, that'll change. Oh, I guess that's what he means. He's just retired. WFO banner would be cool. Like a banner? What kind of a banner? Like a banner? You know, one of the plans was Steve Brenwald from Brenwald Media suggested this a long time ago, that we have, like, print your own WFO banner so people can, you know, download it and bring it to their own, you know, Kinko's, if that even exists anymore, et cetera, and print your own banner. We're working on the self-promotion. You know, when you have a team of people to assign jobs, it's easier. It's easier. I'll say that. Let's see. The WFO flag. We had the WFO flag, but now we need a new one because the logo has changed. And that was Steve Brenwald as well. Bobby Graham has lost 5 pounds in 4 days. Listen, don't do it, Bobby. Don't do it. Keep it down. You paid good money for that food, man. Come on now. That would be BA. Yeah, badass. There is a WFO flag. Steve Brenwald was making them for a while with the flames, the flame logo. Where is that logo? It's up there, that one. Really nice. Black flag. There's like five of them in the world. Yeah, I guess you have work to do. I guess you do, Steve Brenwald. Stop playing around with all those rabbits at the rabbit habitat that you've got. The Cottontail College that him and his wife are doing. This guy has got, they're multiplying like rabbits. You wouldn't even imagine. He had 2, and then he's got 6, and then he's got 20. And everybody who wants to adopt one, they're worried that they're going to eat him. A banner would be cool. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that would be cool. Kathy made a banner. Yes, Steve. Get busy. Exactly. Get busy, Steve. There are flags. One's hanging his off. Bobby Graham buys everything that we got. Put together. What? The other 2 yellows back on the tree so I can recognize it. What do you mean, the other 2 yellows? The tree's got yellows. It's got lights. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. What am I? I'm red. That's what I am. I might have a dead bulb, but where do I get those? The garden department. What other 2 yellows? He's talking about on the stage bulb, maybe. Old school. Yeah, do I need to get some round ones? That is the authentic starting line Christmas tree from Miami Hollywood Speedway Park, man. That is an antique. Do you know how much money people have offered me for that? Like thousands and thousands of dollars. And you know, when it gets up there, I'll be willing to sell it to the right person for the right check. That belongs in a museum. Are you kidding me? How did I get it? Dick Moroso gave it to me. The flame logo is cool. We have multiple logos. You got to have multiple logos. Last time I raced at Miami Hollywood, 5 lights. Well, that was the tree. I get what you're saying now, Jim. And they cut down that tree. And if you look at old Miami Hollywood photographs, like we had on the happy hour with Daryl Gwynn and Jerry Gwynn, etc., you could see the 5-bulb tree. 5 bulbs, too many. Oh, my gosh. You're sitting around there for, like, what, 2.5 seconds? The tree's coming down. Yellow, 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 green. 3-bulb tree, much better. But where's the rest of it? If it was a 5-bulb tree, first of all, it wouldn't even fit in here. It wouldn't even fit. All right. Time for me to get out of here. Any final comments? That's it. What did we talk about, Joe? Nothing. We're checking in with the audience. They all can't be high-profile guests. But they can be WFO. Remember, this weekend, you got Mickey Thompson Top Fuel Harley. You got Liberty Gears Mountain Motor Pro Stock. You got E3 Spark Plugs Pro Mod. You got the Mellow Yellow Series with Pro Stock Top Fuel Funny Car. You got Lucas Oil Series Division 3 Racing, 8-car field. Got all kinds of stuff. Pro Stock Motorcycle in the Mellow Yellow Series. And that all gets started tomorrow. And Reinhardt's on there right now on NHRA.TV as qualifying is going on. Tomorrow, the Mellow Yellow Series will be in action. So get your final comments ready while I go through all our stuff, like free stuff. If you want some stickers for free, in spite of me using the wrong abbreviation for Florida. It's obviously both capitals. Thank you, Giovanni, for noticing that. I really appreciate it. A year into me showing this graphic. We've been doing this for 6 months, but better late than never. Castello Media / WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, as in duh, 33084. It's all right. We can make fun of ourselves. It is true. There you go. Again, the promo code WFO20, nitrofish.com. Get yourself a WFO radio t-shirt, like, or at the track. If you're going to be at the track this weekend, they got it in the Nitro Fish trailer. They have it in the Nitro Fish trailer. Now, these sponsors, Total Seal, Frank Hawley, Samtech, and Rodax, they're the people that support the show. And we're always looking to bring on new marketing partners. Had Hawley on a couple of weeks ago and got some new ones in the hopper, people who understand the value of the drag racing audience. But Total Seal, right now, with these podcasts, we're creating several third-party podcasts. Poker Action Line, Factory Stock Podcast for Samtech, and Hidden Horsepower for Total Seal. It's been amazing. Ed Pink, the old master, but so many more. Mark Cronquist from Joe Gibbs Racing Engines, Jason Line, Pat Musi, Stevie Fast, all talking about the art of engine building and what they're doing. It's really good. Check it out at the new Total Seal website. And if you're an engine builder that watches this show on a regular basis and you're not using Total Seal, like, this is the look of disgust. They're better. And you're not, what, are you getting them for free? Man, go to Total Seal. Call Keith Jones. Tell him you heard it on WFO. I'm telling you. How about some of the great shows we've had recently, like Jerron? Oh, my gosh, the Flying Airbrush was on. And we went through his artwork, and he informed me that, like, Facebook is somehow blocking the show. You get it on YouTube. But this was one of my favorite shows ever. Because we got to speak with an artist and talk with him about what he did, why he did it, his style, his... And it was also one of the most annoying shows ever also, Jerron. Annoying. Yeah, I accidentally found out that I'm an incredible artist. Yeah, it was an accident. I didn't know what I was doing, and I just, like, picked up an airbrush, and all of a sudden I realized I was a super talented person. And now I'm, you know, making my living doing that. It was an accident. Yeah, the look of disgust again. Not disgust. It's really envy is what it is, to be fair. Also, we did the same thing with Kenny Youngblood. Happy hour. Youngblood was great. Blood did it. And like shops like this. This is one where they come together. They merge. This area, from what I understand, Ed Pink is around the corner for this. Keith Black, this body shop, Ed Pink. We're all, yeah, Kenny Youngblood. All running around the same area at the same time. And to me, that's like, you know, he referenced Woodstock, but like whatever that is, like you got all those greats, the legends, all in the same place doing their thing. Where does that ever happen? Amazing. Art and power all mixing together. Remember, WFO mask, you want to send it, email me, Joe at WFOradio.com. Face covering in the subject line. I'll send you a $10 PayPal request. You fire it back, and then I'll send you the thing in the mail. Simple as that. Also, all our other, stuff, like Instagram and Twitter, WFO Joe. The podcast, I know everybody loves, like, this is not that great, being able to see my mug. Now, it is nice to be able to get to you live. But the audio show where you're on the road traveling from place to place, all of our stuff is podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and definitely write us a review, please. And YouTube, I'm going to have an opportunity to take my Cadillac around Homestead Miami Speedway this month, and I will be posting that on YouTube and some other stuff. I see some of the stuff on YouTube, and I think, man, I do some cool stuff. Let me just put it on YouTube. It doesn't have to be like this crazy presentation. Good. And there you go. NitroFishRacing.com. Final comments. You guys have all geared up. And let's roll on out of here. Let's see. Live tomorrow, maybe? Yeah. I've been reaching out to Randy Lynn. She's racing today. Ooh, look. Somebody wants to buy the stuff I put on Let Go. I got a poker table that I'm trying to just get huge money for. Do you need to know that? No. Live tomorrow, maybe. My plan would be to jump on just like this, out of nowhere, and connect with Randy Len, depending on her availability, and have her kind of walk us around, depending on the internet capability. And same with Courtney, and see what they're up to, and who knows what will happen. And that's it. No promises. Will it be the greatest thing we've ever done? Will it be the worst? No. It's going to be great. Our friends at the track. That's it. And since I can't be there, it'll make me feel like I'm there. And so what to do? How to know? Follow the WFO Radio pages, obviously, and when you see the notification, click on it. It's as simple as that. Do you realize most people watch this deal for like less than 1 second? Less than a second. Oh, they're on. I'll check it later. That's why the numbers are totally skewed. It's a show about nothing. Yes, it is a show about nothing. Stream of consciousness, baby. That's why, like, doing a show about a subject is really a challenge for me. Normally, it's about every subject, like whatever's hot. Fun show, Joe. Now it's time to log in and watch NHRA.TV. Yeah, me too. NHRA.TV is the weekend plans. Yes, thank God for NHRA.TV. And all you people who run it down, I know you're not listening to WFO because we're too positive for you. But listen, it's a miracle that it happens, period. You got all these cameras, all these different things, all these shows. You can go on NHRA.TV and watch every event from last year, every event and the year before. Like, it's amazing. They shouldn't put me in charge of customer service. I'll be yelling at people. Great solo, Joe. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was like, should I do this? They're going to hate it. Nobody listens to this show because of me. It's everybody else. Wouldn't it be Castello Media / WFO Radio stickers, space between the media and the thing? Sorry, OCD, since you brought it up. Yes. And I will give you Giovanni in Miami's Twitter handle at GONMIA so you guys can commiserate about OCD stuff. But you're a little too quick with your assertion. You got to wait like a year. What about Eric Jones? Thoughts? Did someone get the boot for him to come in? Yeah, Christopher Bell is going in there because the Levine family is kind of shutting down their program. And here's the thing about Christopher Bell. He's a super talent and he's Toyota's guy. Like, he's the Toyota, you know, prodigy. And he's been with them forever. And that's it. Now, is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. Think about Kyle Busch leaving Hendrick Motorsports. You got to spread the wealth around a little bit. Eric Jones is a really talented driver. He'll end up somewhere in the Cup Series. If he doesn't, that's a big problem for the sport. He's obviously very talented. Monica, thanks for the great show. Have a fab weekend. That is my intentions. Send the envelope, Derek. It works. Yes, send the envelope, Derek. Everybody's laughing. Glad you guys are having a good time. You should do some digging on the Bad News Travels Fast car. It would be cool to hear the story of where and who has the car. What do you mean? We found them. We know them, the Bevins. They're our friends, practically. So the Bad News Travels Fast car, which is significant to me because of bracket racing at Palm Beach at the five-day, a guy named Woodrow Brackett had the car, and he did an amazing move. Like, imagine the Michael Jordan super dunk that was on all the posters. Imagine if you saw something like that, bracket racing equivalent, live and in person at a very impressionable time in your life. And then to find the car years later out at the Auto Club Finals was amazing and realize it's owned by a great family. Well, they were super stoked about the car getting all the attention on NHRA's Facebook page. It turns out, Rich Schaefer, who was the former Division II director, invited me to go to the Division II awards, and they were there, and we got to chat. And great family, love bracket racing, that's their thing, and they got the car, and the car is still the same. So there you go, there's your update. That's an awesome picture. Don't know which one we're talking about. Great show again. We have 8th Mile Racing Melbourne Raceway this weekend. All right. As always, enjoyed the show. Thanks for keeping us informed and entertained. No sarcasm implied, none taken. Fun show, Joe. Learned a lot on the show. I don't even know what I've said. And I think this format worked out well. Way to go, Jim. You've enjoyed the format. I've enjoyed it too. And now I'm going to go drink because it's after 5. And on that note, we'll play the music and get on out of here. Do you know that Clearside makes our music? He's like famous. Clearside Studios doing music for TV shows and movies. A listener reached out. Great guy. Thank you, Clearside. And thank you, Marvin Rodak and Total Seal and everybody who supports the show. And you guys, the listeners, obviously. I don't know how often I say it, but this thing didn't happen by accident. It happened because a lot of really great people have helped me along the way. They recognize I got nothing else I can do, and they're helpful. No, that I love drag racing, like Alan Reinhardt. For years, the Tuesday Conversation has been going and going and going. And, you know, Alan, I'm going to be tired this weekend, by the way. 600 cars? I think they need... Know what I mean? Corey Savoie, he was the first to order the face covering. Don't worry, Corey, I won't tell anybody down there. You can hide out. It'll be in the mail soon. All right, everyone. Remember, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Player FM. Go to WFOradio.com. There's literally hundreds of places where you can subscribe to this deal. The audio only, of course. And then all the associated, like my own social media and YouTube. The YouTube is WFO Radio TV. You gotta find it. Also, hats off to Steve Brenwald, who I guess has got work. Yeah, Brenwald. I've given him license to be very creative. Let's create some stuff, Steve. And I'll keep telling everybody about the Cottontail College, where your rabbit can become educated. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all you. Check out NHRA.TV and all their social feeds. Our great friends out there working their tails off to put on a show for all you drag racing fans. Hey, and go Krista Baldwin. How nice would that be? Later, guys. Have a great weekend. And maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
WFO!
This is WFO Radio.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
We're talking gourmet coffee, we're talking hot sauces, we're talking spice rubs, we're talking everything good at Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Marvin Rodak, been doing it since the 70s, figured out that life is better with great coffee, and oh, he's so right. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. He'll roast up some coffee fresh for you. Throw in some hot sauce, some spice rub, and you will be loving it. Hit them up, Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com. Hey, engine builders. Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top-notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to totalseal.com.
Start your education at full speed with the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Accelerate your career as a high-performance engine builder with classroom instruction and practical hands-on experience in the lab, on the dyno, and at the track. In addition to the block, head, and CNC programs, SAM now offers motorsport EFI tuning and an Associates of Applied Science degree. And SAM is a military-friendly school, approved to train veterans and other eligible persons under the GI Bill. Start your education at full speed. Go to samtech.edu today.
Attention adrenaline junkies, Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure is calling you. Rides available for the 2020 season. Go to frankhawley.com. They're coming to a track near you. It makes a great gift, whether it be licensing for Super Comp, Super Gas, all the way up to Top Alcohol. They can do it. But if you're a drag racing fan and you've always imagined what it might be like to drive a dragster to accelerate 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and run 10s in the quarter mile, give them a call. 866-480-7223, frankhawley.com, the Dragster Adventure, and tell them you heard it on WFO.
Hey, WFO Universe. Want to hear your favorite interviews before anyone else? I'm talking VIP access. Want to get right to the interviews? Go to patreon.com/WFO radio. Get special VIP content, early access to interviews, and get straight to the interviews on patreon.com/WFO radio. That's patreon.com/WFO radio. Become a patron. Become a WFO VIP.
This is WFO Radio.